The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, August the 13th. Good to have you with us today. This is 2 days before my first guest opens up his new location of the theater. Ed Hansen, good to have you here.
Thank
Talking
you,
Horse Productions.
Oh, boy.
And Talking Horse Productions was in the Berlin Theater before.
That's right.
You now have your own Talking Horse Theater.
That's right. We moved 2 blocks from where we were, so we're tucked a little further, a little deeper into the North Village Arts District on St. James Street.
Yeah, but you're in the Arts District.
We're in the artsy, artsy area, which is perfect for us. So.
And the theater is opening 2 days from today.
2 days from today with a wonderful comedy that I hope people will come out in droves
to see. Is that The Man with the Plastic Sandwich?
The Man with the Plastic Sandwich. And you know, the title is quirky enough, but then you see the play and you go, well, that's why it needs a quirky title. It's just a quirky play.
So what is The Man with the Plastic Sandwich about?
Well, poor Walter Price. He was working as an engineer for this company for over 20 years, and suddenly he was laid off due to cutbacks. Mm. And he has not the nerve to tell his wife that he's been laid off, and so he goes
to... So she doesn't know yet?
He gets stressed every morning, and he takes his little brown bag with his little plastic sandwich on the inside and goes and sits in the park and tries to figure out what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
Oh,
and
my.
In the course of this play, he meets 3 different characters over a period of time in the park.
Well, wait a minute. He hasn't told his wife yet.
No.
She hasn't figured out that there's not a paycheck coming in?
I guess they're living on credit.
I can't believe. So he's been out of work all this time, and he's pretending he's going to work,
he's
but the wife hasn't figured out
that
there's no paycheck.
Yeah.
I guess she doesn't handle the finances.
You don't deal with that. Well, and I'm not in the show. I'm not directing the show. I'm just producing it. But it's this wonderful comedy about...
Well, it sounds like it's pretty funny.
Well, poor Walter, the very first person he meets is this young ingenue who's bubbly and full of life. And she sort of represents hope mm-hmm. for him. And she gives him words of wisdom along the way. And then in the second act, he meets this hobo that it turns out was once the CEO of a large company.
Oh.
And he chose to walk away from all of that. And so he gives Walter conflicting advice.
Yeah.
And then the third character he meets is a hooker. And I won't even tell you what advice she gives
okay.
him.
Okay. Right. But does the play have – are things resolved? Does it have a happy ending?
You know, it has an ending and it has a resolution. And whether or not you feel it's the right one for Walter, I don't know. But you have to come and see.
And the wife, his wife?
We never meet her.
Oh, no wonder she doesn't know about the finances.
We never meet her.
Okay, but she's talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to see The Man with the Plastic Sandwich, opens 2 days from today
right.
at the Talking Horse Theater.
Right. We are opening on August 15th on a Thursday, and we're doing a little bit of something different because we don't have to worry about whether or not we can do a matinee or not since mm-hmm. we're sort of in our own space now. Mm-hmm. Sunday shows, we're going to run at 6 instead of at 7:30. So we're doing kind of a late afternoon, early evening show on Sundays for
right.
people.
And how many weekends are you running?
Two.
Two. Yeah. People want tickets? How do they get them?
The best way to do it is to go to our website, talkinghorseproductions.org. And as they're getting tickets in advance, if they type in a discount code Walter, who's the lead character, I'll give them $3 off on each ticket.
Okay. The discount code is Walter.
Walter.
Thank you so much, Ed Hansen. Pleasure having you here.
Always a pleasure for me to
talk. And break a leg with your new theater opening.
Thanks. It's going to be great.
2 weeks from today. Now, Heather Harlan is with us from the Phoenix program.
Yeah.
Good to have you here, Heather.
Good to be here.
And we're talking about family matters today.
Yes, we are talking about family matters. Well, first of all, Phoenix Programs, as most of your listeners know, is a behavioral health center focusing on individuals seeking long-term recovery from substance use disorders mm-hmm. or addictions. And one of the things that we know, research shows us over and over, is that family involvement matters. It makes for much better outcomes. Yet family members often are angry and used up and confused. And they don't
want to talk to each other.
Yeah, they don't
Sometimes
know how
there's
to help
a,
them.
There's a communication breakdown when you need to communicate
the most.
And that's what we want to help families with. So we wanted to make your listeners or your viewers aware today of what they might be able to do to help family members who are maybe struggling with an addiction or substance use disorder.
So how do you do it?
Well, one, we're just offering a couple of opportunities for them to get new tools, I guess. You have tools in your box, and sometimes you need something besides a hammer. You might need a saw or a little bit of sandpaper or something different to work with. And we only can use the tools that are in our box. So we're encouraging people to come to get some different tools in their boxes to help a family member. And one thing would be on Monday evenings from 6 to 8 at Phoenix Programs, and we'll give you the address in a minute, we have a family group from 6 to 8 in the evening that's open to any family member in the community. Whether your loved one is seeking treatment or not, come on down. It's absolutely open, and there's no charge for this. Six to eight.
Okay, free of charge. If your family member has a substance abuse or does not have one, if you come down, you may learn how to communicate with each other a little bit better.
Yeah.
And if everybody in the family doesn't want to come, if one person goes...
If your loved one says, there's no way I can go into treatment, I don't have a problem, you have a problem, you can still go because you can learn better ways to take care of yourself. This is a marathon. This isn't a sprint. And family members need more help.
Okay.
So the other thing that we wanted to let you know, too.
No, that's on Monday night.
That's on Monday night, 6 to 8.
How many Mondays?
Every Monday, except for those Monday holidays. We have it 6 to 8.
Okay.
And you don't have to register. Just come.
Okay.
And then the other thing we wanted folks to know is that with our outpatient treatment for young people, for young adults and youth and teenagers, called Project Apex. We wanted them to know that we have separate sessions for the parents or adult caregivers. Sometimes, they're only using the only tools in their box, and they can't quite figure out how to help that young person. And so part of the way we do treatment is that those parents or adult caregivers have their own sessions and then sessions with that child or that teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And that just gives much better outcomes when everybody's on the same page and they learn some new skills. So it's really about skill building.
And when is this?
That's part of the treatment program for adolescents, outpatient treatment program with Project Apex. Now, that would be charged. They're charged for that. But that's part of the package. That's part of the way we do treatment. It's not an add-on like, oh, well, you want a session, we'll add that on. It's part of the integral way of the way we do treatment for young people.
If people want more information about any of this, they could call or they could go to your website.
Yes. Our website is just Google Phoenix Programs, Inc., and it'll come up really quick here in Missouri.
You have to put Columbia?
We're the only Phoenix Programs, Inc., so you'd find that easily. We're on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. And our address is 90 East Leslie Lane.
Okay.
And they can also give us a call, 573-875-8880.
Okay.
Family Matters.
And Monday night, free of charge.
Free of charge, 6 to 8. Come on
down. 6 to 8. Everybody is invited to attend.
Yeah, family members. Yes,
and talk
great.
About. Okay.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much, Heather Harlan. Good
Thank
to have you,
you
here.
It's always good to be here.
Tomorrow, Missouri River Relief and Cultural Arts. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.